Good morning, listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Howard Brodsky, who's co-CEO with CCA Global. Howard, how are you doing?
Good, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for being with us today. I missed your event, which I normally make last week, which was at Barnsley Gardens outside of Cartersville, Georgia. So talk a little bit about it. Did you have the same amount of attendance? Tell us how it went.
Yeah, actually, we had exceeded our last year's attendance, and it was an absolutely great event. You know, it's for charity. It's for the Floor Covering Industry Foundation, which gives money to those people in the floor covering industry that had catastrophic illnesses. And it's really a wonderful charity. It's helped many, many people from the retail segment, the manufacturing segment, the wholesale segment, that have really, unfortunately, have had a time in their lives that have had a catastrophic illness, and it's affected them financially. And the Floor Covering Industry Foundation has been there to help so many people at all levels of the industry. And we raised a net to give to the Floor Covering Industry Foundation this year over $160,000.
And I think that's more than you've raised in previous years, isn't it?
It is. It's a very successful. And to date, we've raised over $1.2 million to the Floor Covering Industry Foundation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, that $1.2 million, is that what you've raised through this golf tournament?
Well, it's the golf tournament, also what our executives and members have given, so it's a combination.
Okay, all right. And I know you're actually on the board. You serve on the board of the FCIF, don't you?
I'm actually chairman now.
All right, so I mean, it's pretty amazing that the flooring industry, it's almost rivaled to the Screen Actors Guild as far as us taking care of our own, right?
It really is. I mean, you know, there aren't many industries where that is done, mm-hmm. and it was set up years ago by Walter Guinan and a couple of other people that were really legends in the industry that really had great foresight.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Larry Nagel was part of that, too, and Larry's still very involved as vice chairman. And it really is a wonderful thing that we raise money to give back to those people in our own industry that needed the most desperate times in their life. You know, we set up the golf tournament about 7 years ago, and after Alan Greenberg passed away about 3.5 years ago, we named it after him. So it's the Alan Greenberg Memorial Tournament, and all the funds go to the Floor Covering Industry Foundation.
Right. I think everybody knows this, but just a little bit background on you. After you finished college, you actually went into the retail business, in the family business. I think it's called Dean's Carpets or something like that.
And that's right, Dean's Carpets.
Yeah, and then you helped create the American Floor Covering Association, which later was now known as the World Floor Covering Association. And then you and Alan got together and decided to form the Carpet Co-op of America. I believe that's what it stood for at that time.
And that's exactly right. You're very good insight.
Okay. And what year was that?
It was 1985.
85. Okay.
Yeah.
And then as you started getting into other products, I guess Carpet Co-op didn't seem to work, so you changed the name to CCA Global, right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And the CCA stands for the Carpet Co-op of America.
Oh, it does. Okay.
But, right. So that's where we picked the initials from, but it's a much more global name and probably representative more that we're into so many different industries and co-ops.
Yeah. Okay. And actually, if you look at your relative size versus other buying groups, since you have so many different brands, you're probably the largest buying group in the industry, aren't you?
Oh, by probably triple.
Yeah. By a factor of three. Okay. All right, good.
Yeah.
Well, one last question. I know our listeners would like to know this. As you get around there and you talk to your members, just on the Carpet One side, I think you have 900. I think on the Flooring America and Flooring Canada, you have another 500 or 600. So,
right.
I mean, you talk to a lot of different retailers. You know, we're wondering now, we're in the fall. Hopefully, we're going to get a little fall selling season going. What's your sense of how business is going?
Well, I think, you know, we see some light, and business has been up. And I think the industry's been down, so we've been taking some market share.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not easy out there still. I think that we have a consumer that's reticent, that I think confidence is mixed. On the other hand, I think the only way you're going to get business today is to take some share.
Right.
And I think we've been fortunate to be able to do that. I think there's been some signs of light and optimism at the retail level, even if it's not. I think the consumer is still unsure.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to maintain that sort of same pace in the near future. It doesn't look like between the politicians in Washington and the economic reality, there's not going to be a burst that's going to lift the whole industry. So I think it's going to be about how we can make do and make profit with what we have.
Yeah, right. You know, I was talking to the economist with DuPont not long ago. His name is Robert Fry, and he was saying that the likelihood of a second recession is you know, probably 30 to 40%. And what that means that the likelihood that we're just going to see moderate growth for the next several quarters is better than 60%. So that's encouraging, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I think that's what it'll be. I think it'll be slight moderate growth.
Right.
But that is better than diminishing. So I think, at least I think there's a ground of which we have some stability we're standing on, and
right.
Understand how to deal with the issues.
Yeah. And you guys have gotten really creative. You know, I went to your meeting this summer and heard about the almost enhanced. I mean, we've watched Home Depot take the whole installation process down to a $39 commodity. And then you guys have gone in the other direction and actually have enhanced one of your offerings. And what is that called? It's called the Healthier...
Healthy Living Installation.
That's right. I interviewed Kathy Buchanan about that, and it sounds very interesting, and it's actually working out for a lot of your members, isn't it?
It really is. I think, you know, we wanted to differentiate and be where somebody that really wants the perfect floor covering and understand how to get it installed right and also have all the attributes that go with their concerns, and I think we've been able to deliver that, and it's been quite successful.
Yeah. Now, when you say you've taken share, do you think you're taking share from the home centers or across the board?
I think it's across the board.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's across the board from what we can tell. I think it is. And, again, we wish the whole industry would be nice if the whole industry was a little higher.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think, as I said, I think where we are is where we're going to be for a little while, it looks like.
All right. Well, Howard, it's great to talk to you again. I did want to talk to you primarily about this Alan Greenberg Charity Golf Tournament and the fact that you guys have raised $160,000 for the FCIF. Again, we've been talking to Howard Brodsky, who's co-CEO of CCA Global, and you've been listening to Kempar in Florida Daily.
Thank you very much.